Hey guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. I have a huge announcement. My friends Kristen, Zoe, and I are hosting a content creation trip, and we have our destination. We are going to Tulum, Mexico. Yes. I am so excited that we will be going to Mexico March 2023. We are finalizing the dates and getting all of the logistics together for you guys. If you guys want to sign up for the waitlist, DM me on Instagram letting me know that you are interested in attending. We're going to be creating content, doing some fun excursions, and we're also going to be hosting a couple workshops. One of the workshops that I'll be hosting is a posing class, and Kristen and Zoe will be hosting a workshop about photography and content creation tips. If you've ever wanted to meet me or my friends Kristen and Zoe, this is going to be the perfect opportunity to travel with us, have a good time, and take some awesome content. There will be an early bird deal where you could save some money if you sign up within a certain time frame. So once I have all of the details covered, I will let you guys know. But for now, you guys know that we're going to Tulum, and Tulum is absolutely beautiful, and I'm so excited to meet you guys. Today's episode is actually episode 23. Can we get a round of applause for the commitment that we have here? Okay. I'm honestly excited that I have this podcast and that so many of you connect with it and that my messages really resonate with you. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about why shifting your vibration creates faster results. And to be honest with you, the past couple of weeks, I've just been dealing with my own little funk and just haven't been 100% me. And that's completely okay. I want to remind you that it's totally fine to not always be okay. We are humans. We are going to have different emotions. Sometimes those emotions aren't always going to be happy. And we have to learn how to work through those emotions and shift out of them. And at the end of the day, we're going to have those bad days. And it's okay. But I'm here to remind you that the reason why shifting your vibration into a more positive one creates faster results for you to achieve your manifestations is because when we're grateful and happy and connected with ourselves, it means that we're getting closer and closer to our goals, and the journey to our goals is just much easier. So if you've been going through it, just know that it's okay and you have to feel your feelings. But at the same time, I want to remind you why it's good to grow from those feelings and to nurture yourself and to always look on the bright side. When you stay in a high vibration throughout your journey, this will help create better and faster results because you're not looking for the bad. You're not looking for the negative things. And because you're not looking for the negative things, your journey just becomes so much easier to getting there. When you stay in a high vibe, life is just easier because you are in this state of mind where you feel whole and abundant. So more abundance comes to you. And that's something that we talk about very often on this podcast. And whenever I'm feeling like not myself, I always try to go back and reflect on the good, positive things that have happened to me, because it's easy for us to not honor and acknowledge the little things that we're accomplishing throughout the day or throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, whatever it may be. Really honoring where you are in your path and giving yourself the grace to look back on those accomplishments and really feel proud of yourself. That's going to help you stay in that high vibe, and that's what's going to help you get to your destination a lot easier, because you're not allowing yourself to spiral into the self-doubt, spiral into the negative feelings of that nothing's happening for you or you're not making progress, because you are. When you stay in a high vibe, you feel even more motivated to get the job done or to work towards your goals because you're feeling good while doing your everyday tasks. And when you feel good while doing your everyday tasks, getting those everyday tasks done doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like, man, I wish I didn't have to do this, because you're happy to do it. When you stay in a high vibe, people are more likely wanting to be around you and to be your friend, to collaborate with you and to work with you. So that's why I encourage you to keep a more positive perspective. And yes, sometimes we're gonna have those negative days and we're gonna have a negative perspective. But when you're feeling that way, I want you to catch yourself. I want you to recognize, is this just a temporary feeling? Is this just because one instance happened? This instance is throwing me off of my entire trajectory and mood of my day? Which goes into our next topic, is don't let one bad day ruin your experience. Don't let one little thing ruin your vibe. It's okay to not always be in a good mood. And I think it's important to always honor your emotions, but finding the balance on how to cope with your emotions is so important, because a lot of us, we sometimes project our negative feelings onto other people because either A, we keep it in, we sometimes lash out, or B, we just react to whatever experience that we're having and we project our feelings onto other people, whether we mean to or not. That's why they say it's not a bad life, it was just a bad day. I don't want one bad day for you to just throw you off your entire path, because in life, yeah, there's gonna be moments where things don't really go our way. I mean, I've had many circumstances in my life where a lot of things didn't go my way. And yes, I was in a depression for a very long time, but it was up to me to take my power back. It was up to me to change my perspective. It was up to me to believe that I'm strong and capable of picking myself up and not letting those experiences define who I am or define my mood for the rest of the day, the year, my life. You don't always have to be in a high vibration to succeed in life, but it's so much better to be in a high vibration when you are succeeding at life, because every single day we're making progress and every single day we wake up with the opportunity that we have life, that I'm waking up in my bed every morning and that I have a roof over my head. You know, it's these little things that we take for granted that we don't appreciate as much as we should. And it's not to say that your feelings are invalid because you're waking up with a roof over your head. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, yes, you have your problems, you have your troubles, but I encourage you to grow from that, to learn from them, to blossom from them. Because when you shift out of that negative low vibration and you embrace that high vibration, life just gets so much easier. It's so much easier to wake up in the morning and to not feel like, ugh, I have to go to work today. A lot of people don't have jobs. And if you're lucky enough to have a job where you are making an income, I'd say you're succeeding. It's the little things like that that we continuously take for granted. And I am guilty of that. You know, I'm not here to tell you that you're living your life wrong, because, you know, I'm dealing with a similar situation. But what I've learned throughout my journey is that it's better to be grateful, to live with love and abundance in your heart, because so much good comes out from that. And you get to recognize yourself and you get to find yourself again when you decide to shift your vibration and feel good. You know, in life, we have these choices. We have these choices of, do we want to feel good or do we want to feel sad? And of course, I'm gonna wanna choose to feel good. And I encourage you to wake up with the intention every single morning to feel good. There is gonna be those moments where you're not gonna feel good and you're gonna want to feel those feelings. And I encourage you to feel those feelings. So feel your feelings, but learn to shift out of them eventually so they don't consume your life, so they don't consume your future. And even when things are going good for you, even when you are in a high vibration, commit to working on yourself even when things are going well. And what do I mean by that? Earlier I mentioned that sometimes we don't celebrate those little wins, and this is the opportunity for when things are good. Take that moment to just sit down with yourself and recognize all of the amazing things that happened to you just in the past week or month or year, whatever it is. Take that time to honor your progress, honor the things that you've accomplished, big or small, because either way, it's still something to be proud of. Sometimes I'm guilty of that. When I'm on cloud nine and everything's going my way and things are good, sometimes I don't take the time to just sit back and really see what's happening. As a creative, it's very common for us to do that, but this is why I'm creating this episode, is to remind you to reflect and really take in those moments when good things are happening to you. And remember how you feel when those good things are happening to you. Because when you decide to feel good, good things happen, right? So even when things are good, acknowledging that things are good keeps the momentum of staying in tune with yourself at that time. So making it a habit to do your daily or weekly mental check-ins helps you so much, especially when you start to feel those depressive and anxiety episodes coming on. Making your mental health a priority throughout your life, throughout your journey, is going to make life so much easier. Because when we neglect our mental health, when we don't take the time to reflect and look back on the things that we've accomplished, life gets in the way and we feel like nothing is progressing for us, nothing is happening for us. But really, you've had a lot of moments that got you to this moment right now, right? And there's going to be so many more amazing moments ahead of you if you just allow yourself to see that, feel that, and believe that. So, my friends, I want you to remember that when you're in a high vibration, when you're in a positive mood, that's when your manifestations and the results that you're looking for come to you much faster. Because you're aligning with your highest self. You're aligning with the things that you want to happen for you. And when you have an open heart that's happy and abundant and embraces the good, more amazing opportunities come out of that. We've all heard the saying, money can't buy happiness. And for some, that may be true. And for others, you know, money can possibly buy happiness. But personally, I think memories create happiness. Moments create happiness. And living in the moment, living in the now, living in the present, being grateful for whatever you have, that's what true happiness is. You don't need a Rolls Royce to be happy. You don't need $1 million to be happy. As long as you decide to be happy, as long as you choose to be happy, then you're happy. You don't need these materialistic things or instant gratification to make you happy, because your happiness comes from within. When we decide to shift into a higher vibration, we're able to keep that happy momentum going. But it's okay to fall back sometimes, because we all fall back. Trust me, I go through my depressive episodes at least 1 to 3 times a year. That's when I have to recognize that I am strong enough to get myself out of these depressive episodes, and I try to remember what it feels like to be happy, because again, the happiness is always within you, and you can choose to be happy. To wrap up today's episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card and an angel card. So let's see what your spirit team wants to let you know and affirm whenever you are listening to this episode. So I have 2 angel cards that flew out. And the fact that both of these cards came out together is absolutely beautiful. And I just want you to know that if you have a loved one who's crossed over, or even if you're trying to connect with your highest self, they're guiding you. The first angel card that flew out is angels, and the second angel card that flew out is passed over loved ones. And both of these cards have the message of support, guidance, forgiveness, and comfort. If you've been going through it, my love, just know that your angels and your highest self sees that, and they're here for you always. They're honestly guiding you on your path. And there's a reason why you listen to today's episode, because they're encouraging you to shift your vibration and to know that everything's going to be okay and that you have their support and their guidance. And they want you to talk to them whenever you're feeling that low vibration. The affirmation card that flew out says, "My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts." And this is everything that we've been talking about in this episode. Your ability to receive good things, to receive your manifestations at a faster rate, to feel happy throughout your journey is to practice those good feeling thoughts. And sometimes it's hard. Keeping up with your mental health is hard, and it's something that we have to continuously practice at. But when you catch yourself in those low vibrational moments, remember what it feels like to feel good. Tap into those good feeling thoughts and you'll find yourself again. You'll get back on the path that you're destined to be on. And your angels are encouraging you to do that. I hope that today's episode made you feel good, enlightened you, and inspires you to shift your vibration whenever you need to. Continue to feel your feelings, of course, because as always, we are humans and it's never good to neglect our feelings, but learn how to control and balance those feelings. And I promise you, life will get so much easier. If you guys want to be on the wait list to get that early bird access pricing for the Tulum trip, DM me on Instagram and I would love to add you to the wait list. And once the early bird listing prices is available, I will send you a link. Again, we're going in March 2023 to Tulum, Mexico. It's gonna be such a great time. And check out my friends, Kristen and Zoe. I'll have their Instagram linked below so you can find out who I'm hosting this trip with. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share it on your Instagram story. Tag me at SoniaXSingh and at You Are Blossoming, because I always love seeing who's listening and who I'm helping. And if you're feeling generous, don't forget to give the podcast a rate and review. This really helps the podcast get out to more people and just spreads the good vibes that this podcast has to offer. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys really soon. Bye.